HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today, as we are each Sunday at noon, with attorneys Eric Glazer and Christy Phillips of Glazer & Associates PA. It's a law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. As our listeners know, we're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. As always, we would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your condominium and HOA questions. So give us a call right here in the studio, 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking the Email the Show tab.
And even if you don't want to send us an email, you should still visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com, where you can learn more about each of us, write in your comments about the show, listen to all of our past shows, sign up for our free seminars at the Hard Rock Hotel, and click on our Facebook link and join in on our many discussion boards regarding all the controversy we talk about each week. And you can see who all the show's sponsors are and visit all of their websites. And, of course, if you'd like to call our law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer & Associates at 877-4-CONDO-CRAZE, and you can visit the law firm's website at condo-laws.com. Again, that's condo-laws.com.
Well, last show we had the pleasure of having Mark Gerstle and Robert Rosen on from the accounting firm of Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg. On the show, they helped out by answering some year-end financial issues for our condo and HOA listeners. I also came clean and admitted that even though I am now certified to be a member of a condo board of directors, I would rather live at the Metro Zoo. So what's in store for this today?
Well, Karen, if you thought the Metro Zoo was better than condo living last week, I think I'm going to have a difficult time changing your mind this week, because it's hard to believe that Thanksgiving has already passed and we're now already right in the middle of the holiday season. And while you would think that this time of the year makes everyone feel friendly and warm and giving towards each other, if you live in a community association, you know that this sometimes isn't the case.
Eric, that's because there are some associations out there in both the condo and the HOA worlds that won't even let their residents put up holiday decorations. I mean,
you go to
Metro Zoo, you see the Christmas tree,
yes,
you see the menorah, you see all that stuff, and some of these associations don't allow it.
The monkeys have more rights than our unit owners do. It's horrible.
Kind of scary. But I know we actually represent an association where the master is threatening to sue the condo association because they want to put up their own decorations for the holidays and celebrate the spirit.
Really? I mean, you know, as if there aren't enough actual relatives to fight with this time of year. I mean, you don't even have to leave your own house or look out your own window to get aggravated, right? Why fight with your neighbors?
Well, there's no question that the holidays sometimes actually bring out the worst in people, but can your board actually really stop you from putting up Christmas or Hanukkah decorations in your condo or HOA?
Well, believe it or not, up until a few years ago, the law was kind of unclear in Florida regarding some religious displays. And you had some boards actually demanding that owners remove mezuzahs and crosses from their front door, because these boards of directors claimed that they wanted all the doors in the community to look kind of uniform. And then, based on a law that actually first went into effect in the state of Illinois, the Florida legislature passed a condo law. And here's what the condo law says in that regard. It says that an association may not refuse the request of a unit owner for a reasonable accommodation for the attachment on the mantle or frame of the door of the unit owner of a religious object not to exceed 3 inches wide, 6 inches high, and 1.5 inches deep.
And again, Eric, it's really important to look at that law very carefully, because it allows you to display a religious symbol on the frame or the mantle of the door only, which is a huge thing, because some people put it in other places or they put stuff on the door itself, and that's not what the law states. It also limits the size of what you can actually display.
So if I'm a unit owner in a condo and I still don't have the right to put a big picture of Santa Claus and his elves on my front door, but if I wanted to put a small religious symbol on the door frame, that's okay? Are you telling me that they can make me take down Santa Claus at Christmas time?
Yeah, they actually can make you take down Santa Claus at Christmas time. And as Christy said, the statute really only gives unit owners a limited right to display your religious beliefs. Now, not every board really cares one way or the other this time of year about what you actually put on your door, you know, and how big it is. But at least in a condo, if you exceed the 6x3x1.5-inch size limits, you can definitely be asked to remove your religious display, and the board can actually enforce it.
Got to go get a smaller Santa Claus, I
guess.
Yeah,
right, exactly. A little 6-inch Santa Claus. Right. What about our listeners that live in HOAs? I haven't heard you mention that they have the same rights as condo owners do to display religious symbols on their doors.
And that's because, believe it or not, they don't. At the moment, there's actually no law in the HOA statute that gives owners in an HOA the same right to display the religious symbols on the doors, just like the unit owners of the condos have. It's amazing, but it's true, like we've seen in a lot of the other associations where HOA and condo law is completely different.
That's right. Believe it or not, you HOA owners out there, you actually have less rights than condominium unit owners do to display religious symbols in your home. And you need to look carefully at your own Declaration of Covenants and rules and regulations to find out specifically what you can do in your own specific HOA as opposed to what condominium owners have a right to do by statute, again, as far as holiday decorations go. But like always, we want to know what our listeners think. Should your condo or HOA be allowed to limit your religious displays this time of year to just a small portion of the frame or mantle of your door? Should you have a right to decorate your door to your home the way you want? What about window displays? Both condos and HOAs have all sorts of restrictions in their documents preventing window displays. Perhaps that should be relaxed this time of year, or should it? Or can we agree that maybe when you move into a community association, for the betterment of everyone, you have to check some of your rights, including your religious freedoms, at the door? Do you actually give up your right to religious expression by moving into a community association? Again, we want to know what you think. Call us here in the studio at 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585, and tell us your thoughts. Again, if you don't want to talk live on the air, you can email us your comments by visiting condocrazeandhoas.com, and you can click on the email the show tab. Some housekeeping matters, actually, before we start getting to the phones. Remember that as of July 1st, board members must get certified within 90 days of getting elected to the board, or else you are off the board. You're gone. And one way to do it is by attending the Condo Craze Board Certification Seminar at the Hard Rock. Again, I was the first attorney in the state of Florida to design and have approved by the Florida DBPR a course that I teach and that allows me to certify you as eligible to serve on a Florida Condominium Board of Directors. The course is held live and in person at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood, and it's absolutely free.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it really is a lot of fun for everybody. You know, we do those evaluations at the end, and everybody really is happy that they attended. And we're
especially,
not just saying
especially
it.
Those no. ones that think you're cute, Eric, right?
Yeah, right. 55 and over. Anyway.
You really do a nice job with it, though. It's not boring. It's, you know, it really gives a lot of information.
Thank you
really
very
well.
Much. Lots of compliments. And to tell you the truth, we really enjoy doing it. And everyone who stays from beginning to end walks out with a certificate of completion. It's suitable for framing. And again, it certifies that you're now legally eligible to serve on a Florida condominium board.
And again, we always cover the important topics like budgets and reserve, financial reporting, condo operations, records maintenance, access to records, dispute resolution, and a lot more. In addition, I know we go into the new statutes and how they apply and what information everybody needs out there, because there is still a lot of confusion with these new statutes, Eric.
Yeah, interestingly enough, probably the number one comment that we also get is that they cannot believe, the people that attend, that it's not also required for members of an HOA board, but rather only for members of a condo board. And the people that really care about their communities, their HOA communities, really plan on fighting the legislature this year and making sure that the laws change to actually require their board to get some schooling as well. But I can tell our listeners that 600 people have signed up for our first four seminars. They're all sold out. The next one is actually next week, December 16th. At 7 o'clock at the Hard Rock. But even though we're sold out, again, we're going to have a standby line, just like we did last time. And by 6:45, we'll start taking people from the standby line if some of the people that initially registered fail to show up. And we now finally have a date for our fifth seminar. We kept getting asked about that week after week. So again, we finally have availability. You can sign up now for our February seminar. It's February 24th. 2011 at 7 o'clock. There is availability for that seminar. So if you're interested in attending the course and getting certified again for free at the Hard Rock, there's only one way to register. You have to go to www.condocrazeandhoas.com, click on the link, and fill out the form. That's it. You'll get email confirmation that you're registered. Again, that's condocrazeandhoas.com. click on the link, fill out the form, and if we get anybody signing up during the show, we'll have some fun thanking you on the air. And by the way, about a dozen of the show's sponsors will also be in attendance, and they have their display tables there, and they're available to meet with everyone and tell you how they can help your community. And this Tuesday, actually, 2 days from now, 3 days from now, we're actually going to be bringing the board certification seminar to Kings Point in Tamarack. And there's almost 300 people from that community alone that are ready to take the class and be certified. So, Kings Point, we look forward to seeing you on Tuesday. I think that's at 10 o'clock in the morning.
It's nice to see that so many people are interested in learning the law in that area.
Right.
It's a good thing.
Really look forward to it. And again, if there's very large communities out there that have the ability to host a couple of hundred people, we can bring the show to you. Okay? So let's take a quick break, and we'll get back to the phones right after this.
Try 850 on the go. Visit 850WFTL.com and click Listen on your phone to pick us up on your BlackBerry, Windows mobile device, or iPhone.
The law firm of Glazer & Associates is asked all the time, why can't we be friends? Board members once elected have no idea how difficult and time-consuming it would be. They learn quickly that their decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming, especially when homeowners are constantly complaining. Let Glazer & Associates help your board and homeowners be friends. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you're a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for your association legal services and want to show you why they are the right choice. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. Let them restore the friendship between neighbors. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
Are you a small or medium-sized condominium or homeowners association in need of management services but just don't think it's in your budget? At FLCAM, we realize that there are associations that need help managing their communities but don't want a management company dictating how you live and who you do business with. FLCAM lets you manage your association your way. Let us take care of the tedious and time-consuming tasks of collecting receivables, paying bills, negotiating with vendors, and maintaining your records from our off-site office. This allows for professional management at substantial savings for your association. Call us at 954-961-7000. Call FLCAM today for a free, no-obligation proposal for management services for your community. FLCAM, management your way. Call us at 954-961-7000. That's 954-961-7000. Or visit our website at fl-cam.com. License CAB 3289.
Almost every large building project comes with headaches. Your contractor's a nightmare. The engineer's on a different page. There's problems with the municipality, etc. Well, no more. Call Florida Construction Project Management and say goodbye to the headaches. Florida Construction Project Management can oversee any condominium, hotel, office, or other large building project and get it done as you need it done. They have no affiliation with any contractors, engineers, or suppliers. They work for you. They'll inform you of the progress, keep everyone on the same page, and ensure you're not being taken for a ride. From getting the licenses, insurance, and best quotes to making sure everything's done to code and on time, Florida Construction Project Management will get it done. Why spend personal time getting headaches? Call 954-445-0862 or visit flcpm.com. Florida Construction Project Management. Finally, a company that can help. 954-445-0862 or flcpm.com. License number CGC 1513108.
Crumbling concrete, peeling paint, waterproofing problems? No problem. If you're a building owner or management company, finding solutions to your problems doesn't have to be painful or costly.
Promax Restoration and Paint.
Whether it's a perimeter wall or parking garage, balcony or pool deck, structural repair, waterproofing, and painting is their specialty. It has been since 1994. At Promax Restoration and Paint, they've seen and successfully repaired and painted just about everything when it comes to high-rise, mid-rise, townhomes, buildings of any shape and size. Yes, their clients brands have included Marriott, Hilton, Doral, and many luxury condos. But it doesn't mean that ProMax Restoration and Paint is expensive. These clients have chosen ProMax for their experience and quality workmanship, but also for their ability to offer very competitive pricing. So see their work and see what they can do for you at restorationandpaint.com. ProMax Restoration and Paint. 800-624-9371. That's 800-624-9371.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, I'm Karen Curtis, here with attorneys Eric Glazer and Christy Phillips. We're taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585.
Hey, interesting story this week out of Central Florida, where a homeowner association, actually leased his home to a UPS facility. And UPS, they actually set up shop inside the home, and they were accepting deliveries of packages that they then distribute throughout the community by golf carts.
Wow.
And I actually saw the video on this. Quite frankly, a little bizarre.
Yeah, I also saw the video, Eric, and it was funny how it's not, you know, one of these crazy things. It's only for a three-month period during the holiday. And I guess the HOA president is really upset and is threatening legal actions against the homeowner. But the other homeowners in the community don't seem to be minding it that much.
But I thought you actually aren't allowed to operate a business out of your home in an HOA.
Yeah, generally that's right. You can operate a business out of your home in an HOA. You can guarantee that there's some language there in the governing documents that would prohibit the home from being used as a business. And the problem is, if you're going to allow this one homeowner the right to have his home used as a business, you better be prepared to start letting everybody else do it as well.
And it's important that we clarify for everybody out there that this isn't one of those situations of one person at home sitting at their computer doing some work from their home office. That's been determined by arbitrators as not using your home in a way that violates the governing documents. You can use it in that way. But, I mean, when you're using your home and you have UPS trucks pulling up, shipping out packages, and it generates more traffic from home, like in this situation, you're definitely using your home for business purposes.
Right, yeah.
But hopefully, I mean, he's paying his mortgage that way maybe and paying his assessments.
Yeah, exactly. And that's perhaps why a lot of homeowners in the community aren't complaining. At least it's not another home in foreclosure, and at least it's not another home that's not paying assessments. But I don't know. I'd be a little upset if my next door neighbor was using his home as a UPS drop-off and pick-up point.
Eric, think about how much time it would save you, though. You wouldn't have to go anywhere. You
could
just drive out there
and
throw in the package.
Big round trucks.
Actually, that's their whole point. They keep saying that we can get away with it because we're not using the big brown trucks. We're using golf carts that the community uses anyway. But, you know, usually they're used to carry golf clubs and not big brown packages. But we'll see if the HOA files suit against the owner and UPS. And we promise to keep you guys informed. As a matter of fact, last evening, Jan Bergman from CCFJ, he sent me a follow-up to this story. And finally, some of the local zoning boards, the actual counties and towns, are starting to get involved. And they have sent cease and desist letters saying the property is not zoned for commercial use. So we will see, again, how this winds up if UPS actually backs down. And I think they eventually will.
Then again, they're showing the holiday spirit.
Yeah, exactly right. But you know how we keep saying that the foreclosure laws keep changing from one minute to the next and how important it is to keep up with the latest court decisions? Well, last week we actually just ran out of time, but there is a big case to talk about. The banks did actually have a small victory, at least here in Broward and Palm Beach counties, because in a case called Freeman versus Deutsche Bank, A homeowner stopped paying her mortgage and had a default judgment entered against her for foreclosure. But then she argued that the affidavit that the bank signed was one of those signed by the robo-signers who actually didn't have personal knowledge of what she actually owed to the bank. So she asked the judge to set aside the sale date, but the court refused, and the unit owner then appealed.
And on that appeal, the 4th DCA basically said two things, Eric. That the first thing was that the affidavit was signed by the robo-signer was sufficient, as long as the signer acquired her knowledge through some sort of, you know, computer program or, you know, personally looking at whatever program was used. And number two, that the owner nowhere contended that she didn't default on her mortgage. She nowhere said, hey, guys, you're right, you know, I have paid my mortgage, you're you know, going after me. In this case, she never said it. She never denied that she defaulted. She never denied not paying.
Right. All she did was rely on the fact that there's a lot of fraud out there, and because there's a lot of fraud out there, she should somehow be let off the hook. But in other words, that 4th DCA opinion was saying, I think the court was saying that we understand all the craziness that's going around regarding all of this alleged fraud by all these robo-signers that work for the banks. But if the person who signed that affidavit got their information from their computer and you can't prove that you owe less than what the bank claims you owe, we're not going to let you off the hook on your mortgage because you claim there's massive bank fraud out there. I think really what the court was saying is we don't care about what's generally happening out there. Tell us how you were specifically harmed as a result of the fraud. Tell us how you were defrauded. And by the way, how about telling us or showing us that you really don't owe this money?
Right.
And that's why, you know, we keep saying that the foreclosure crisis has simply put associations, the unit owners, and the entire court system in uncharted waters. I mean, it's totally new out there for a lot of people. And the law and the procedure literally changes sometimes from week to week, if not day to day even. And therefore, an association must contact their attorney to review their options, Eric.
Right. Again, the board needs to occasionally sit down with your counsel, learn the system, you know, discuss strategies and how to achieve the goals of the association in a cost-effective way. I can't tell you, Christy and I do that all the time. Obviously, when we meet with new clients, we try to walk them through how the foreclosure process works, and we hear all the time that we wish we were advised of the process a little earlier. We wish we were taught how the system works. We wish we were shown a bunch of different alternatives, and that's what we're here for. If you want to get a little more educated about the process, if you want to feel a little bit less frustrated, you know, give us a call at our office. Again, the number is 877, the number 4, Condo Craze. Again, that's 877, the number 4, Condo Craze. But every time I give out that number, you know, we went through the trouble of finding that special number, and everybody,
they need to know
yeah,
the
everybody
number.
Wants the real number. So if you want the other number, it's 954-983-1112. Again, 954-983-1112. Okay. How do you guys feel about that? I don't think it's enough for someone to generally say, hey, there's a lot of fraud out there.
No.
And because of that, judge, don't rush my foreclosure.
Oh, here
through.
We go.
I haven't been paying.
Eric's getting me involved in this one.
Well.
Well, in this case, you have to think about it, though, Eric. If you look at the facts of the case that the court ruled on, in that case, she never even showed up and went to the court until she was, you know, had a judgment against her and the sale date was pending. Then she actually got an attorney and tried to fight it. And also, that attorney never actually took the deposition of the robo-signer.
Right. I know Christy has made it a personal mission to bring down every bank
every
south
robo-signer.
Of, south of the New York State.
Does this case set precedence, though?
Because this is actually an appeals court decision. Mm-hmm. Good question. This does set precedent, and I think it's not only setting precedent, it's setting the tone for the courts telling people, hey, yeah, again, we know there's fraud out there, but general fraud is not enough to get you out of your mess that you created for yourself. If you can't pay your mortgage or if you get sued for a foreclosure or if you haven't paid, you know, show us how the bank is wrong. How about coming forward and showing us all the payments that you made? If not, there's no reason for us not to take the bank's word for it that you owe all this money.
Just because they're robo-signing.
Right, exactly. So court says, bottom line is, as long as the person goes into their own computer system at the bank and the records show that you haven't paid, prove to us that that computer system is wrong.
Right.
If not, we're going to make you pay. But again, what does our listeners think? Do you think that just because there's some bank fraud out there that should let people out of their mortgages generally? Should people have their mortgages erased because the banks are involved in some sort of fraud? Again, I don't think so, but let us
or
know what you think.
Or what about even do condo associations have the right to recover the amounts because of these bank delays, right. Eric? I mean, you see it all the time.
And again, we keep saying this week after week, but all this fraud by the banks has nothing to do with the condo association's ability to foreclose its own lien, and it's for its own amounts due. Now is the time, association listeners out there, now's the time for you guys perhaps to get aggressive because, yes, it's true, all the fraud by the banks are delaying things in the court system, but that's all the more reason why perhaps associations may want to go full steam ahead on their own foreclosures. Again, let us know what you think. 877-850-8585. Again, 877-850-8585, and we'll be back after this.
Condominium associations are facing significant challenges today. And with those challenges come the need for special help from a special property management firm. That firm is Miami-based KW Property Management and Consulting, comprised of a team of professionals who are meeting today's challenges. Staffed by CPAs and long-term property managers, KW brings financial controls, budgeting discipline, contract oversight, and strong vendor negotiation skills to its growing portfolio of clients. They call it the KW difference. The real estate market has changed, and so has the role of property managers. They're here to preserve the value of a valuable asset, your home. And today, that role involves strong financial controls and traditional property management responsibilities. Please visit kwpropertymanagement.com or call 305-476-9188. That's kwpropertymanagement.com. You'll see what they mean by the KW difference.
You're listening to South Florida's favorite news talk radio station. This is 850 WFTL, Fort Lauderdale, Boca Raton, West Palm Beach.
Do you pay condo fees? Did you know the master insurance policy premium can account for up to 70% of an association budget? Since 1934, Smith Watson Parker has built its reputation on excellent customer service. Because they are entrusted with the insurance for over 1,500 associations, Smith Watson Parker has access to more insurance companies than most agencies, allowing it to offer the most competitive pricing. Smith Watson Parker is also equipped with a commercial permanently installed generator, so they are up and running right after a storm. Smith Watson Parker agent Sean Virtue empowers board members and property managers with knowledge. Anyone can say that they will tailor a policy just for you, but Sean takes the time to explain exactly what is covered, translates insurance lingo, so you know exactly what you are purchasing. Call 954-815-9377 to speak with Sean Virtue about lowering your association insurance premium. That's 954-815-9377. Or visit condoinsuranceexplained.com. That's condoinsuranceexplained.com for the latest insurance information directly affecting Florida condos and HOAs. You deserve to understand what you're purchasing and only pay for what you need. Empower your association with knowledge, savings, and peace of mind. Sean Virtue has a solid history of lowering insurance premiums, which can help lower association dues. To learn more, visit condoinsuranceexplained.com or call Sean Virtue 954-815-9377 to schedule a master policy review today.
Weather you can depend on from WFTL.
The South Florida forecast for this afternoon, partly sunny skies and pleasant seasonable temperatures well up in the 70s, nudging 80 in spots. And then tonight becoming clear and cooler, low temperature right around 50 degrees. And it's going to be a sunny and cooler day on Monday with high temperatures only making it to about the upper 60s and low 70s. It's back in the 40s here during Monday night. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 850 WFTL.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL this absolutely gorgeous Sunday afternoon. We thank you for listening to us. You're listening to Eric Glazer and Christy Phillips of Glazer & Associates PA taking your questions on the phone here. Give us a call at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
Let's talk about a real interesting case that happened actually in our office this week. This is an actual case. We represented a unit owner. Again, we were talking about just how friendly and warm everybody can be this time of year.
Yes,
the holiday season
brings out the best.
Well, in this case, we represented a unit owner. We normally represent the side of the association, but when a unit owner is right, we certainly represent unit owners as well. And here, we represented a unit owner who the board hated so much that they refused to allow him to sell his unit. And they even went so far as to change the lock on his unit without even informing him that they were going to do it or even did it. So he didn't even have a key to his own unit. And when he would ask for a key, he was denied a key. And at least to me, tell me what you guys think, but if it doesn't make much sense. If you hate a guy so much and you really obviously love nothing more than to see him go, does it make sense to you not to approve the sale of his unit? You
know, yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Maybe it's like the old school saying, you know, when you hate somebody so much, you actually really like them.
Yeah, I don't think so.
What did he do that they hated him
so
much?
I still don't really know. He was perhaps leased his unit out to people that he shouldn't have leased it out to. Or whatever it may be, you know, the bottom line is if a guy is a bad guy, why not let him sell? And by the way, when he did sell and if he would sell, the association would have got every single penny that was owed, including all their attorney's fees.
And that was in a short sale, right? So, I mean, the association was actually benefiting because the guy was in foreclosure, I believe.
They were going to get tons of money that they were owed previously. Mm-hmm. And not only that, from that point forward, they were going to get a paying unit owner each month. So you would think it would have made sense to let the guy sell. You hate him, let him leave, you know?
But that seems almost...
Don't let the door hit him on the butt on the way out, right?
But was that also criminally illegal?
Could it be criminal to change the lock on the door? Perhaps.
Because it's his. He owns
it. It's his unit. That's right. They didn't foreclose. They didn't own it. So what happens? We actually go to court, and the judge issues an order requiring the condominium association to turn over the key immediately. So we leave court. The client has the order in hand, signed by the judge. I tell him, go down to the condo association office and show the president the order and demand a key to your home. And he gets down there, and the president looks at the order and says, I don't care what the judge says. I'm not giving you a key to your home.
Wow.
So back in court a few hours later, and the judge did in fact hold the condo association in contempt and ordered the condo association to pay a $500 penalty immediately. So, again, just another example of the holidays just bringing out the warm fuzzies in everybody.
So did he get a key?
He got a key, yes. And actually, the very next day, the parties did wind up settling the case.
And hopefully now the association, you know, has an example that they know they shouldn't be doing something like that in the future.
You would think. But you know what? You know, these types of things happen all the time, and sometimes associations don't learn. But the association should learn from this one. But along those lines, again, get a lot of emails that we get during the week. And Gil from Aventura writes in, and this came in actually yesterday. Gil wrote in about a real interesting bankruptcy court case that was discussed in the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. And in that case, and this came out last week, the court ruled that under the bankruptcy code, cable television was not considered a utility. And Gil now wants to know that since this court says cable TV wasn't a utility, do I agree that condominium associations can now stop a unit owner's cable TV once they're delinquent 90 days in their assessments? And boy, I tell you, we want to shut people's cable TV off during the holidays. We want to take keys away to their unit. But anyway, great question, Gil. I did read the case word for word, and the court in that case, in effect, said that cable TV, unlike a lot of guys out there, will differ, but the court did say, all right, some women too. That
it's football season here. Come on.
Cable TV, believe it or not, is not a necessity like electric, gas, or telephone, and that millions of Americans continue to exist without it, and therefore it's really not a utility. But, Gil, here is the problem, though. Here's what the new condo statute says. It says that if an owner is delinquent for 90 days, the association may suspend the rights of a unit owner or a unit's occupant, licensee, or invitee to use common elements, common facilities, or any other association property. Okay, I just want to read it again. It can suspend the right of a unit owner or a unit's occupant, licensee, or invitee to use common elements, common facilities, or any other association property. So under the statute, to me, the question really isn't if cable TV is a utility. The question is whether or not it's a common element, common facility, or other association property. And I think it's clear that it's obviously none of those things. And if you look at it closely, to me, the statute clearly intends to prohibit delinquent unit owners from going to certain locations in the community, but not to be stopped from using certain services like cable TV.
And Eric, it's important. I mean, all of our listeners probably remember when we had Representative Robina on the show, he clearly indicated that the Florida legislature never actually intended to, you know, allow an association to terminate a unit owner's right to cable because of non-payment. He said they specifically discussed that and whatnot. And if you look in legislative history, it is in there.
Well, right. Keep in mind also that now many people have their phone service over their cable TV lines. I do. I have it with Comcast. So if you cut off the cable TV, you're also cutting off their phone service.
Right. And here's what you got to remember. It's a good point, Karen. In that case that Gil was referring to, the court clearly said that phone service was, in fact, a necessary utility. So under the new Florida condo law, the association is not allowed to turn off the cable, certainly. I mean, at a minimum, if that turning off that cable is going to turn off your phone, then you better not do it. Okay? So I hope that clarifies that. But now that 2010 is coming back, coming to a quick close, everyone wants to know if 2011 is going to be a better year for condos and HOAs, or are we going to have to deal with this financial crisis for at least one more year? Well, here's what I think. Over the next few weeks, another 41,000 Floridians are no longer going to be eligible for extended unemployment benefits. And that's actually, again, starting this week. An additional 41,000 Floridians are going to lose their unemployment benefits each week.
And in large part, you know, Eric, many of these foreclosures that are out there were taking place up and until, you know, we knew before they were investors. But now what's going to happen is you're going to have all these homeowners that are unemployed and their unemployment wages are gone. It's going to be a big issue because now they're not going to have the money to continue and you're going to see more foreclosures arise.
Well, and you think a good percentage of the 41,000 people are losing their benefits each week actually live in a condo or HOA, so no doubt that many of them will now go into foreclosure as well.
I agree with you, Christy, 100%. Up until now, a lot of the foreclosures that we're seeing out there were, in fact, investor-related. You're about to see a new wave of foreclosures as a result of people, honest, hardworking people that simply lost their jobs. And that are going to wind up losing their homes. And to make matters worse, you know how we keep talking about all the fraud that has engrossed the foreclosure process week after week? Well, that caused a tremendous drop in Florida home sales last month. Single-family home sales actually dropped 12% from the previous 12 months and 21% compared to the same time period in 2009. And the average price of a home also fell by 3% over the same time last year. And by the way, Florida has the largest percentage of loans in foreclosure of any state. I want to repeat that. Florida has the largest percentage of loans in foreclosure of any state in the country, and that's at 13.68%. And additionally, over 11% of mortgages in Florida are past due 30 days or more. Add it all up, and Florida had over 813,000 loans, either delinquent or in foreclosure, in the third quarter of 2010. Just amazing statistic. So again, we're asked on the show, we're asked in the office all the time, you know, what's 2011 look like? In my opinion, you know, no doubt about it. Unless unemployment shrinks here in Florida, keep your seatbelt buckled because it definitely is going to be a bumpy ride and a long ride. Of course, Congress is debating whether or not to extend unemployment benefits yet again, but it seems as if that's going to be an uphill battle in light of the Republican majority now in the House and what they perceive as their mandate to rein in spending. And their thinking is, instead of giving people money to stay home and remain unemployed, give the tax breaks to the small businesses so that they can grow and create jobs. But either way you look at it, 2011 does not look promising right out of the box, I can tell you that. Nothing on the immediate horizon to make me change my way of thinking in that regard, unless you guys can convince me otherwise.
Eric, it's actually important to note on that the home sales you were talking about, a lot of them can't take place because of the fraud going on. A lot of the title companies aren't willing to write policies, and so a lot of the foreclosure sales aren't occurring.
That's true. There's a moratorium scary. by the title companies. That's exactly right. So I see banks are trying to sell. There's an interesting article in the paper in the Daily Business Review about the banks now finally giving the green light to their brokers to start listing these properties that they own for sale again. But I don't know how they're going to be sold if you can't get title insurance on them.
Well, the good part for listeners out there is that now the banks are willing to do short sales, and they're more willing to negotiate and modify the mortgages if they can get you to sign a new mortgage agreement that they know is 100% solid.
Right.
So
prices will probably remain low for probably all through 2011. But again, let us know what you think. 877-850-8585. What are your thoughts? What are your feelings about what 2011 holds in store for the South Florida real estate community? Again, that's 877-850-8585. We'll take a short break and be back after this.
The station that brings you Dennis Miller.
Weeknights from 9 to midnight.
You are listening to South Florida's News Talk 850.
WFTL.
So, enjoy sitting around listening to Condo Craze and HOAs? Good. But when the show is done and you'd like to get in the shape of your life, get up and get to it with Cruise. Body by Cruise is the personal trainer of the area's best hard bodies. Their training and techniques will help you get results like never before. And Cruise makes it easy. If your home or condo has gym facilities, Body by Cruise comes to you. The hassles of signing up and going to a gym often don't pan out. So Body by Cruise trains in the privacy of your own home. Cruise has trained well-known fitness gems like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Click the website to see more. Bodybycruise.com. That's bodybycruise.com. Or call 305-766-6877. You can get in the shape of your life. You can get results. All you need is the proper training, motivation, and know-how. And that's what you get with personal trainer Body by Cruise. Click bodybycruise.com and they'll come to you. Or call now 305-766-6877. Ask Eric. He's been training with Cruise for over 4 years.
Someday, you will need insurance, and for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
The law firm of Glazer & Associates is asked all the time, why can't we be friends? Board members once elected have no idea how difficult and time-consuming it would be. They learn quickly that their decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming, especially when homeowners are constantly complaining. Let Glazer & Associates help your board and homeowners be friends. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you're a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for your association legal services and want to show you why they are the right choice. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. Let them restore the friendship between neighbors. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
Crumbling concrete, peeling paint, waterproofing problems? No problem. If you're a building owner or management company, finding solutions to your problems doesn't have to be painful or costly.
Promax Restoration and Paint. Whether it's a perimeter wall or parking garage, balcony or pool deck, structural repair, waterproofing, and painting is their specialty. It has been since 1994. At Promax Restoration and Paint, they've seen and successfully repaired and painted just about everything when it comes to high-rise, mid-rise, townhomes, buildings of any shape and size. Yes, their clients have included Marriott, Hilton, Doral, and many luxury condos. But it doesn't mean that Promax Restoration and Paint is expensive. These clients have chosen Promax for their experience and quality workmanship, but also for their ability to offer very competitive pricing. So see their work and see what they can do for you at restorationandpaint.com. Promax Restoration and Paint. 800-624-9371. That's 800-624-9371.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis with Eric Glazer and Christy Phillips, taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
How about we go to Steve from Deerfield Beach?
Yeah, I appreciate you taking my call. You know, I have a question regarding court for foreclosure. I understand, unfortunately, I'm going through that process. Last year, my wife got significant amount of money taken out of her check, and I lost a lot of accounts in my business, and we just got the rug pulled from under us, and eventually we're going to be served. And my one question is, what does court consist of, and is it recommended to have an attorney since people are going to be sued by the mortgage company?
I guess to cut to the chase, eventually someone's going to knock at your door. It's going to be a process server, and they're going to hand you summons and complaint. And that summons and complaint is going to tell you again that you're delinquent in your mortgage, that the bank is seeking to foreclose in your home, and that you are required under the law to file some sort of a response to that complaint within 20 days. Now, if you don't do that, there's going to be a default issued against you, and eventually there's going to be a final judgment, and there's going to be a sale of your property. Now, in all candor, what an attorney can do for you is perhaps a few things. If you're interested in keeping the home, is that what you're interested in doing?
Not necessarily. No.
I know that doesn't
help you.
No, I understand. So you want out anyway. My take is that you're probably upside down on it.
Yeah, probably going to just more feasible to rent with all the costs that are involved with property insurance and homeowners insurance.
Do you now? How long do you own the home?
It's been 10 years.
And this has been your home for the past 10 years. You lived in it all along.
Yes, this is
a perfect example of just what we've been speaking about earlier on the show. You're obviously not somebody that was a Johnny-come-lately and just bought in with the attempt of flipping it and making money. You always wanted to live there, but the economy has now obviously caught up to you.
Correct. Yeah. Yes, sir. That's right.
Well, obviously it would be silly of me to tell you not to get an attorney. I think probably what an attorney can do is probably keep you in there a little longer than you could do so by yourself.
Either that or the attorney could also talk to the bank, Eric, and possibly save the credit and, you know, have the possible delinquency judgment wiped out, something like that.
Right.
That's what the important thing is. You got to make sure that they don't come after you in the next 10 years for the judgment that they got.
Right. Maybe work out also what's called a deed in lieu of foreclosure, so you also don't have to go through an actual sale of your home. Maybe that can be worked out. But, it would be, again, silly of us not to tell you to actually go hire an attorney to do this.
Okay, and I know I've heard you advertise, and I got the number. And when eventually we get to that, you know, we'll just trying to get some input. And I appreciate your help. I've got kids, by the way. I've got three kids, so we're living for them. We've got to do what we got to do.
But I
appreciate your taking my questions and
I appreciate your honesty and candor on the show.
Yeah.
I know it's not easy to talk about what you're currently going through. And I wish you a lot of luck and success this time of year.
Yes.
Okay, I hope 2011 turns it around. Okay?
Thanks, Steve.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that actually brings us to another email along those lines, and that comes in from a Leo Miller. And Leo writes in that I live in a homeowner association development where the bank has taken title to a home by a quitclaim deed recorded by the Palm Beach County Clerk on November 21, 2008. That's over 2 years ago now. And as of this date, the bank has not paid any association dues because the board members have apparently been advised that the bank is not required to make any payments until they foreclose on the property. My questions are, since the bank is the owner of record, who will the bank foreclose against, number one? Number two, is the bank responsible to pay dues the same as any other homeowner? And three, what action is required for the board members to collect dues from the bank from the time they took title? Again, based on your question, Leo, the bank actually has title since November 21st of 2008. And, Leo, the answer to your question is quite simple. By taking a quitclaim deed back from the owner, just like I was talking to with Steven, The bank doesn't now need to foreclose on the property. They don't need to go through that. They've owned it now for over 2 years. And in terms of the association, when the bank recorded that quitclaim deed to the property on November 21st, 2008, they immediately owed the association the lesser of 1% of their mortgage or 1 year of assessments. And in addition to that, they needed to start paying the monthly assessments just like any other unit owner from that point forward. So there's no free pass for the bank here while they own the property.
And since they didn't do either of those things, the association should immediately, and I can't even stress immediately enough in that point, send out the 45-day certified demand letter to the bank. If the bank fails to pay the assessments, the interest if you're, and late fees if your declaration provides for it that are owed to the association, then you move forward with the lien process. And this is one of these situations where you want to go forward with this because the property's fully unencumbered by anything. There's no other mortgages, liens, anything on record. So the association will get paid back their money either through the foreclosure sale or they'll take the property back and be able to sell it on their own and make money.
Right.
And what should Leo's association do if the bank ignores the lien?
As I said, you know, they want to foreclose on it. They need to move that forward as quickly as possible, and either they'll get paid that way. I mean, that's the only way to get paid. A lot of these banks will let the property sit until they have a buyer and then say, oh, well, we'll pay you when we sell the property. And you just can't make them. I mean, poor people out there don't have the money. You're making other unit owners have issues because the bank doesn't pay. And you know what? The bank has money. We bailed them out. They need to pay somebody.
Exactly. Right. Let's see. So unit owner wrote in and wants to know the office number again. Again, the office number is 954-983-1112. Again, 954-983-1112. Or if 877-4-CONDO-CRAZE is easier, you can call that number as well, 877-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Just we got about another 30 seconds or so left. Next week on the show will be KW Property Management. They will be here to discuss ways in which they can help your community through their property management company. We look forward to having them, and we look forward to everybody rejoining us again next week.
Yes.
Everybody have a great week. Enjoy the rest of Hanukkah.
See you next
for
Sunday.
For our Hanukkah listeners.
And go Dolphins.
Yeah, go Dolphins.
Have a good week, everyone.